like the mask is working. I'm offline, but as far as my data profile in New Jersey knows, I'll be living my normal life.
Do you even know how we're gonna get there?
I was gonna figure that out next. Hang on.
Best bet's the pack bus. There's a 6 o'clock pickup in the abandoned lot behind the monorail station.
What do you mean we?
Now give me some of those chips. I'll cash them out and bring some with you, because sometimes people take them.
What do you mean we?
Would you would prefer I turn myself in at one of the camps?
Camp?
There's no coral to deport me to, Kamal. It's a refugee camp for me now.
I thought you were going to marry Aiden.
Yeah, I know you did.
Sophie, you can't
come... The pack bus has a driver and a couple passengers on the grid. They fill up the rest of the seats with refuse. A couple of blue chips should get us as far as Reno.
Is Aiden still in jail?
I'm going to try and bail him out one more time this afternoon. Then meet you at the station by 5:30 for the 6 o'clock bus.
Oh, you're not listening to me. You
watch
can't...
out getting to the pickup, because gangs sometimes hang around watching for loners to mug. Or worse.
Worse?
Teenage girls, especially.
How do you even know all this stuff?
I told you once, Kamal. I've been poor.
I thought... Didn't you come here like me, with a scholarship?
Well, there was this aunt and uncle, supposed to look after me. It didn't work out.
Did your parents know?
I spent a year in camps, another year after that, squatting. I found this burned out apartment, but by a miracle it still had running water, and that was the key.
I didn't know.
Yeah. Only certain kinds of jobs you can get if you can't get cleaned up.
2 years. And then?
I met Aiden.
Sophie, you can't come with me. It would be too dangerous.
Oh, sure. And who's going to look after you while you're offline? You?
I won't let you go back to the camps.
You don't know which restaurants compost and what day they put their old vegetables out back. You don't know which bathrooms are neutral and which are gang turf.
You have to marry Aiden, damn it! Yeah, okay. There was something I never expected to hear myself say.
You're eager to get rid of me. Not so pretty now that you know I'm just another refuse girl.
You've got to do it, Sophia. It's just a piece of paper. Marry Aiden and you're a citizen.
I don't love him.
This isn't about love. We aren't teenagers, Sophie, even if I sometimes act like one. This is the real world.
I know you're trying to be nice to me.
It's not working.
I'll go bail out Aiden. You make your arrangements. We'll meet behind the factory by the monorail station. I'll be there by 5:30 to catch the 6 o'clock bus.
You can't throw your life away like this just to make me happy.
5:30, Kamal. Don't be late.